Welcome back to Tuned In with Radio Laurier. My name is Keegan Gingrich, and this week we had the pleasure of speaking with a Toronto-based group named The Thick. These guys are a four-piece blues-slash-funk band who released their debut album in 2017. Since then, the band has continued to grow and evolve, even adding their fourth member earlier this year. A literal band of brothers, we speak to these guys about enjoying the process, everyone finding their roles, and bringing different influences to the table.
All right, we got the Thick with Young Benny off to the side there. Boys, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
By the way, Ben is in the band. He plays rhythm guitar.
But he's not,
but he's not like fully in the band.
There's not enough room on the bed.
Yeah.
I still have to go through the trials and tribulations, you know, the trial, the tests, the challenges that they set up for me.
Yeah. Can I please know what these trials consist of?
I don't think what's it's the show rating? Appropriate for
Aaron. We're going to say it's not rated R. So that's probably the best way to put it.
14A, that's a lot to work with. Okay.
I believe.
Oh, man. Okay, so we got The Thick and Benny, who's not fully in the band yet, on rhythm guitar.
I love that. Should be my permanent name.
I want that entire thing as your like Instagram caption.
It's an entire title.
All right, boys, I got some questions to fire at you. And you got to give me the best answer possible.
Okay.
All right, would you rather have more money or more free time?
More money.
Oh, I have nothing but time. So definitely money.
Money all around.
Oh yeah.
Cakes or waffles?
I'm a musician, by the way, so I'm fucking broke.
No, that's okay. If it makes you feel any better, so am I. I'm a student and a musician, so
it actually makes you feel great.
Good. I'm glad. I'm just here to support you guys and make you feel better. So this is actually an intervention, just so you know. All right, if we're picking pancakes or waffles, what are we having?
Waffles. Because you can put little blueberries in each of the containers.
I don't know.
A waffle.
Throw some bananas in that pancake. I'm all there. Fair enough.
Any dissenting opinions among the group? Or
I dissent against Jeff.
You don't like waffles?
I love waffles, but I didn't grow up eating pancakes or waffles. So when I went out, I don't know, I got fucking pancakes because it's a giant-ass stack.
You can stack waffles.
Yeah,
it's not the same. It's just not the same effect.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all a texture thing when you break it down.
I mean, if you like bananas in your pancakes, you can just cook bananas in your waffles, right?
No,
you can't have like chunks. You have to like blend
down,
it.
Man, when you clamp it, all right, down.
Let's.
He's not technically wrong. I agree with it. Fine. All right, are we going toilet paper over or under on the roll? I need to know if you're sane or not.
It's a controversial opinion, but definitely over.
No, I'm good with over.
I go whichever way.
It's not.
I honestly can't even think of what it looks like.
Apparently, it's not the Christian way.
The toilet paper, like, contraption thing that holds the toilet paper at my house is broken, so it just sort of sits on the counter and you just unravel whatever you need.
So like, over under doesn't matter for wet Jeff.
Jeff, you don't even wipe, man.
Going outside of the box for the answer, this is what I like to hear. Good. Holy shit. Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Hot coffee.
Hot coffee.
Burn my insides.
Helps me poop.
Fresh pot!
Yeah. Fresh pots?
Dave, roll it.
Knew it.
Best answers.
Yeah.
All right. And now if you guys, I want an individual answer from everybody. If you were stranded on an island and you can bring three things, what are you bringing?
All right, Chuck. Let's hear it.
I got to think about this. Really?
Well, Slippery Jeff.
I bring a guitar because that's the only instrument I'm good at.
say that again. Suntan lotion because you.
Can they be made up items or do they have to be real life things?
It doesn't have to be tangible. No, you can make it whatever you want.
Okay, I want a
Jeff.
I got my.
Hold on. Within limits, within like R, not R rated. Okay.
I want a sweet boat that can get me back to shore with a really advanced GPS system and a satellite cell phone
and a fishing.
Oh yeah, I'd go for. Is this assuming that we get to live on the island for the rest of the life? For our life, or are we trying to escape it? Or like,
no, you're dying on the island. Yeah,
you're dying. Oh,
you're dying on the island.
What if you try to get off? What if you have a boat? Like, what about Jeff's conundrum there?
He can take the boat, but he can only circle the island.
Sucks to suck.
All right.
Well, then I'm gonna bring a fishing rod and some good fire starting equipment.
And if you need a really big fire, you just set the boat on fire.
Yeah, if you don't want the boat anymore, then
I'm okay.
So wait, what's yours again? A fishing rod?
A sweet boat.
Okay.
And
a GPS system.
Well, you're not going to be on the island for long. So, the boat is another island.
I have a yacht, actually. One that I could live in.
So that has, you die in style.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if you're seasick? What if you get terribly seasick?
Then you're going to have a really bad time.
Have fun with your boat, Jeff.
Okay.
Okay, so Charlie, you had the guitar.
I'm bringing a guitar. I'm bringing my fishing rod, and I don't know, maybe like a mattress.
Okay,
you're just gonna eat.
Good, we got it. Comfort.
Oh, okay. Make a fire.
So you have sashimi all day, I guess.
Let's see here.
Where's this island?
A sick pair of shades to keep the sun out of my peepers.
Like same ones you got on right now, or?
Yeah, the ones around. Yeah, these exact shades. I want these.
Okay, good.
And then let's see here.
Couple two-fours.
I definitely don't want any suntan lotion. Definitely want to get that au naturel. Okay. Can I have a forever replenishing bag of weed? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Intangible things count.
Just the plant, bro. Keep growing.
Weed plant that just always is fertile and rambunctious and fun.
Would it be Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I can go up to the cloud world. Yeah. Okay. And then other than that, probably some kind of thing that I can eat. What about a sushi roll that just never ends? Like a tube of sushi that just I never finish it.
I like the idea. I like the idea. You know what? I'm going to accept it just because of the pure brilliance of the idea. So thank you. That's good.
Shades a weed tree that.
Wait. What kind of sushi roll though?
And what strain?
You're going to get so sick of it, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start puking. Actually, you know what? I'll swap that out for a fishing rod or something. Or a harpoon. If I'm going
to fish,
we're trying to have a bad time on the island. Just trying to get away. Me and Rick are just trying to...
Yeah, we're going to be laughing. Yeah, we're going to be laughing.
How can we make this the most fun that we possibly can?
Yeah. If I'm going out in 24 hours, because there's no way I'm making it longer.
10 minutes past and we're jousting with our fishing rods on the beach
while I'm boating away.
Yeah, we're trying to catch Jeff.
Hi guys.
I thought that was the end of the interview.
I was like, all right.
No, that's it. You're done.
That's it.
Oh my god. All right, Benny on the beat. What do we got?
Benny on the beat. You know, I was going through my mind, I was trying to think of some objects. And then you know what? The three most practical things I could possibly think of are these three lovely gentlemen right here. And I'm thinking, if I'm being forced into this shitty situation, I'm bringing them all with me.
So you had to think of the most resourceful things you could, and you thought of them?
Yeah. I want to be in the band, man.
He's earned 2 brownie points for this one, boys. We'll see if he can reach the mark by the end of the interview.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Good answers. I wasn't expecting literally any of those. Matt, I kind of had the weed one coming from Richard, but... oh, Christ. So now on to music topics. How have you guys been doing during all this? Have you been writing? Have you been jamming?
Not too much jamming.
Yeah, not too much jamming. We had one practice since March.
Yeah.
It was
good.
It was a little rough, but
the album sounds good.
Yeah, everybody was from our peak. We're on the decline now, but we're going to get back. We're going to hit it and quit it and do it again.
Everybody has their musical projects, though, at the same time, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all been doing music.
Everybody's
on our own,
playing.
Recording and
writing. Everybody's writing and making albums and shit and playing and shit and just
also
doing things.
The big album, you know.
But as a, yeah, also our album, a lot of, it actually kind of happened all in perfect timing where like, we just came off a tour, literally the weekend COVID hit, we were like in Peterborough and then,
oh, no
we,
shit.
And then we played Guelph again and we just came out, we came home right into it. And only one of our shows at the Horseshoe Tavern, which was supposed to be really sick, got canceled, which was a doozy. But it was kind of perfect timing because we had just a ton of work to do to release this album the way we wanted to release it. And we've been handling all that stuff in the time being. So it hasn't kind of, it doesn't really feel like we've stopped working on the project, you know?
Yeah, we've taken the band virtual.
we're a marketing firm now.
Yeah.
For our album. We've completely rebranded. We're a whole different
Yeah, now. Yeah. We're now DJs.
How's that working out for you so far?
Oh, it's what, the album or DJing?
The DJing particularly.
Oh, I don't know. I like some pretty shitty electronic music. So
I honestly like the
I just like to trap out.
It sounds like DJ
a trap out.
If I had to describe my DJ sound, it sounds like Transformers mating.
Okay, good. I like that one. Okay. Is this a good sound or is this a bad sound?
Oh, it's literally both and everything in between.
Okay, interesting. I'm kind of digging it, but when you get your first project out, please send it my way. I need to.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's mostly just basement raves with me and my cats.
Don't forget the weed stock plant.
The fishing rod.
Okay, I got to compose myself. Washroom Wednesdays, tell me about that.
Ooh. Oh, well, that's how did you know about that?
What do you mean, how did I know about that? I do
not research. We've been looking into him.
Where were you last night?
Washroom Wednesdays is just something I do. I got really fucking bored, not like having to social distance from these guys for a while, not playing with the band. So I just started just learning as many songs, all the songs I really liked, and I'd like every cool song I found, and trying to drive an acoustic cover of it that I think like is interesting and stays true to the song stuff. And I just perform them in my washroom because I think it I like being in there, and I just think it sounds good, just like reverberating off everything. So I just, that's what I chose to do.
It's a way to practice, you know. Yeah, keep he's, up the yeah, work.
He's and those are going good. I have one tomorrow.
He's gonna rebrand it for every day of the week and just do it once a day, and still call it Washroom
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Toilet Tuesday.
That's the one where he's taking a shit the whole time.
No songs in that one.
No, they're songs. They're songs. They're not vocal songs.
You just have to listen really carefully. And that's
not too carefully.
Oh, Christ. Okay. I can barely compose myself. This is terrible. Oh, God. Well, how did you come up with the washroom idea? I know you said you like being in there, but like...
Beaver, baby.
Yeah, I like the sound of the... Just the way it sounds and they're bouncing off of things. And also... I don't know. I just seen like cool YouTube videos of people I like doing things in bathrooms, and I was like, oh yeah.
Non-musical.
What website was that?
Is that How to Shower 101?
Keeping it underrated art. I say non seriously because they actually
don't even want to say that much. I don't want to get in trouble.
No, it's okay. I can't get you in much trouble. I think you're too far away for me to do anything. So God, I had a thought in my head and then it went away as soon as I thought about the natural sounds of the washroom on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really good. So aside from Benny, who is still not officially in the band, you're welcome for the
reminder. Keep saying it.
We'll push him further away and have him alienated by the end of it.
I'm already not even in the video.
Oh, how did the rest of you guys come together?
Oh, that's a doozy.
That's a doozy.
Well, the band actually started as a duo. But before that, Charlie and I met in a different band. known as the Loud Pack. And when that band inevitably fell apart, Charlie and I picked up the last gig that was on the roster for that band. And without telling anybody else, of course, we went and played the gig, just us two.
Well, I played
and,
with
well,
you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, I'm saying, yeah.
It's trio.
Yeah, but yeah. Actually, Jeff, yeah, you played that gig with us. But then after that, we kind of went on and did our own little duo thing. And then.
And actually, Rick went to Laurier and I went to Guelph. So that's part of the reason that we like spent university career and stuff playing in those places. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we didn't, yeah. We played our, me and Rick played a bunch of our first shows in Guelph, like as a duo and stuff. And we had just a totally different sound, kind of, or just we were exploring a different territory of music, more like blues, rock, garage kind of thing. And then
Jeff just came and funked it up.
Yeah, we just realized that, like,
they realized they needed a bass.
Yeah. We were told by a bunch of people that we, it just would be cool. And we were starting to play music that really required a bass. Like, me and Rick were starting to get really funky and stuff with our sound. And we also just knew it wasn't, we just knew that we needed a bass player.
Yeah, I think it was, and like, we played one, well, like, the first off, like, our EP still, like, even when it was just Charlie and I, we still recorded bass on all the songs. So we had bass parts that we weren't playing live. And eventually we got Jeff to kind of just play with us live. And then it was so much better when he was playing those gigs with us. So we eventually just started writing with him. And we're like, what are we doing? Let's just be a trio. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we started having enough guitar parts that we're like, oh damn, we need another guitarist now. And that's where Ben kind of came into the picture, because I mean, Ben's kind of where Ben's kind of where Jeff was like a while back, where he's like playing with us live, but like once Ben starts, you know, writing with us, that's gonna kind of change things, I think.
I forgot to mention that me and Ben are brothers, and these two are brothers too.
Oh yeah, Jeff's my brother, and Charlie and Ben are brothers.
That might have been a good thing to mention.
Band of brothers. No,
another thing is
that when Richard, me and Richard were playing in our previous band together that fell apart, when Richard came over, Richard was like fucking cool in high school and shit. When he came over to like play, or to sort of like try out, I guess, but it was really our first practice. When like we went upstairs to leave, my mom like stopped him, was like, "What's your name?" He was like, "Richard Sterling," and she just went, "Oh my god!" And she just went off. Like, our families have lived across the street from each other, like last generation, and then our grandmothers were friends, our friends too. And Jeff and my sister shared a nanny when we were kids, and I definitely played with Richard before as kids. But my mom just started going off with all this family history at Rick, and I was just like, "Mom, shut the fuck up! Like, you're in my pizzazz right now. What the fuck are you doing?" and then me and Richard just started like, yeah.
Yeah, and the funniest thing was actually before I found out about any of that, I sat behind Charlie in history class in grade 10. And I knew about his, like, he was in a different band. What were you guys called again?
Called The Watts.
Yeah, The Watts.
Rocket Sauce?
The Watts, yeah. He was in this band called The Watts. And I was friends with his old, his drummer. We were in band class together. And he showed me this
track. Arch rivals.
Well, no. We were friends, man. And I was like, oh, this is actually.
Were.
And they have this song that went like da na 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 na. So I realized I sit behind Charlie one day in grade 10, and I'm sitting behind him. I'm going da 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 da. He turns around. And he's like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "Yeah, baby.
I know who you are."
Yeah. He was just so weird. And he's like, "Thanks, man."
That's when like me and Rick met. And then
I found out that, like, you know, our families go back three generations, like, months later. I'm like, what the hell? Pretty weird stuff.
But it just made it, everything kind of clicked together. I started going to Rick's a lot and playing a lot. And then, obviously, like, Jeff was there. And Jeff was just so, like, iconically fucking good at bass and shit, too. It was, like, it was just, and we played with him before multiple times. So it was just something that was, like,
just
always,
wild.
It was always on the burner in our heads that it was going to happen. Yeah. It was going to come a time where we needed to kind of reshape our band and stuff, and that's truly like when our band took its shape, is when we started writing our songs together, which is like our EP Miss Sundown and this whole album. And when that was the point where we developed our like sound as a band, like actual, and like like being able to feed off each other live with three people was like, it just made it way more intricate, and it just,
easy,
the possibilities
too,
became so much greater, you
Charlie
know?
Could
and
finally like, hit a solo without like all of the melody of the rhythm section.
Yeah. Yeah, well I used to try to play both parts at the same time, and it just like wasn't fucking as good.
Yeah. When you guys were doing Miss Sundown, then like what kind of inspired you like to get your sound? Because it's cool, because it's like a unique blend of being super funky and super groovy, and then it just kind of goes hard at the end on some of the songs, like on Sail On. I'm just like, that's a tune, like it just and so I'm just wondering, like, how'd you get to that point? Was it like a certain influence, or is it just mix of styles?
Lots of different influences and being into many different genres and sort of collaborating and combining them all. And then with all of us sort of listening to a lot of music, we all brought different elements that we were listening to and different ideas and kind of built off of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's
and
exactly
it just kind of like naturally fell together the way it did.
I say like the way, yeah, as for the writing, I think that's pretty like spot on. Like we all just like started, like we started trusting each other more in the writing process and just like allowing, just trying out other people's ideas. Like we were all really invested in the idea of just collaborating and doing something that was like really fucking a blend of everybody's influences, as Jeff said. But I think that like the swag and a lot of the stuff in that album really kind of like took shape when we started playing live a lot. Like that kind of was like the same time we realized like, shit, like we're picking up steam like with our audience, and also with just the added energy of Jeff being in the band.
Yeah,
so it was just like we started really exploring live what we do, because we jam a lot live, and that was like, I think a lot of that, we recorded that album the day after playing like a huge show at the Cameron House that was like one of our most important shows to us at the time, and we were just very, very practiced, and we record our albums like off the floor, like mic'd up all entirely through a board and like the room mic'd and everything. So we just like, and we just hammer it out. Like we take, it's like 30 shitty takes, and then eventually, you know?
And yeah, we banged the whole EP out in like one day.
Yeah, we did. But that EP was really crazy. Yeah. We did that whole EP in 2 days. Like even the guy we work with was like, holy fuck. And I'm not bragging, because we needed so many sessions for the newest album. It was crazy. Like we were like, we'll do it in a weekend. It'll be chill.
It was not
like,
chill.
It was so hard.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but the EP to me, like a big part of that was like, we were kind of like digging into each other's parts a little bit, you know, like Charlie would make a suggestion for like my drum part, or like I would write some lyrics for Charlie, or like Jeff would come up with a part for the guitar kind of thing, you know, and that was kind of like where like, yeah, like Charlie said, like it was like a lot of trust going on, and I think that was a big part of it, because like Charlie, for example, came up with some things for the drums that I wouldn't have thought of on my own, you know.
Everybody kind of crosses into every instrument in a way, like gives comments, because we just know kind of what we want to hear, what we like, and we just like trust each other to try them out, at least try them, see how they sound like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like that goes for like lyrics too. Like a lot of the times these guys come in with lines, we bounce. Like I'm not the only one who writes lyrics in the band, but I do write a lot of them.
Yeah, Charlie definitely.
But especially on this album, there are a lot of lyrics that
I don't contribute anything to the lyrics.
Yeah, no, you've contributed before. You
just wait till Jeff talks.
I think we've
small
had,
things. Like
we've
had being honest, like. But me and
I guess I like put in pretty vague, broad suggestions, like make it a little more sort of like this.
I'd say Jeff's largest contribution is just coming up with absolutely killer riffs, just like all those heavy
breakdowns
things.
And
you're like,
a lot of the stuff that's gonna come out on the new album show a lot of that.
I always like to say that Jeff just shits out metal riffs. He just shits like they're nothing.
Yeah. It's cool, because like I said, like it's such a different like style, but like it's just so groovy. Did that change a lot for what you're doing for the new album then? Like would you say it's a similar sort of style, or have things been kind of shifted a lot having more time to do it?
It's a similar style, but I think it's expanded a bit more into a few more genres, but like the core of it is the same style, just there's more material in there, and it's like expanded into a bit more experimental things.
Yeah,
I totally agree with that point. Yeah. Like all, like the sound is still there. Like I think Miss Sundown, we really got our sound.
Yeah, that was like the coining.
Yeah, I'd agree with Jeff and just say that I think this album expands on that even more, and just like shows of more of what we wanted to do on Miss Sundown, but obviously like didn't have the budget or like, you know what I mean? Quite the material. Yeah. We like, we got a lot better at writing. We got good at writing together before we put out Miss Sundown, but we really got good at writing together. Like when shit started to get really fucking serious and we knew we were writing an album together. You know?
Yeah.
Do you go into writing songs like with, you know, a concept in mind, saying like, oh, you know, this situation happened, I'm gonna write this song? Or do you go in kind of like word salad and jam and just kind of make things up as you go?
It's literally always different. Like some
there are songs, a couple songs.
Even if somebody in the band comes to the band with a song, like fucking like Rick or Jeff or me bring a song to the band, it's like it just gets dissected. It's like you can't bring a song to this band and just and be like, not, this is your part, this is your part. Because I was like in bands like that in the past. It was like a piece of shit.
So I was,
none
I was
of them worked out. And none of them worked. Yeah. So it's like when someone brings an idea to the band, like we're all brothers. Like we really like, we there's, again, there's a ton of trust and we really just like, everybody brings ideas to the band knowing that this is a collaborative project. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nobody, 100%. There's no such like, and I don't want it to be any other way either. A lot of the ideas we get when we just fucking jam for like on like 30 minutes to an hour on end. And we just create parts.
Yeah. Stuff. But on that same note though, like there's been a couple songs where like, you know, Charlie will come with like a track and it'll just be like other than maybe like a bridge, like it'll just be the way it is. You know what I mean? Like
well, maybe the bones of it in that case. That. Yeah. Maybe the bones of it. We do have certain tracks that were like, before we really like mastered that collaborative element that this new album shows, like there's certain tracks that showcase like more styles from like more of one of us or whatever, because like somebody like created more of the idea or whatever. But I think I'm talking more on like this album specifically. I agree. I'm talking more on like this album specifically. I think like we really fucking got our shit together. We just playing so often together. So it was like, I wasn't really doing as much music in my off time. I wasn't like, and Rick wasn't doing as much and Jeff wasn't doing as much. It was just all about the band. Everyone's putting their full energy and shit into the band at that time.
Yeah, we were practicing like twice or three times a week kind of thing.
Yeah. Because we just like had shows that we felt really seriously about. We wanted to do a really good job and that we want, our biggest thing is to sound good live, especially because our albums, we record live. So it's like, it's all about just being able to play it and get the fucking takedown, you know?
And that has to do with like the genres too, like in terms of blending genres that you normally don't hear in like music like this, is that it's important that the sound, a cool part of the sound, sorry, there's so much stuff falling. The cool part of the sound just comes from trying to make music that I think we all enjoy like listening to, but all with live instruments, all live together, all, you know, with guitar, bass, drums. And then even like for some of the genres where like even our influences kind of stem into genres that are a little more electronic, like rap and stuff, we'll still meddle into those genres, but it's all about the fact that we could do this all with real instruments and live together.
Yeah.
And that's where I think a part, a lot of the uniqueness comes from.
Yeah. Like that's like, basically like the core value of the band is like we like record live, we play live, there's no gimmicks, you know, it's like we are what we sound like kind of thing.
Yeah, well I think like authenticity is a big thing for a lot of people, and I think for especially bands that are trying to get their name out there too, like in get bigger in the scene, making sure that you have like that authenticity and that honesty is probably pretty important to you guys, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Does a lot of that come out of like, you know, you guys are all brothers, like literally, know, it's, would you be able to do it if it wasn't like you guys? I don't know if that makes sense.
I think that with like, in terms of how the music actualizes, it becomes, it's like fullest form when we're like playing live. Like that's the most real part of it that you feel, so that's sort of what we like just based everything around. Like, you know, when you're making songs and practicing, you're practicing for the sake of performing, so then that sort of becomes like the centerpiece of what the music's based around. And beyond that, it's like, you know, like I've always grown up listening to like Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix and like Chili Peppers, you know, and like, and even System of a Down, like all these bands that I've grown up loving, that's their style too, you know? And like, that's what I want to emulate, you know? Like my influences aren't just like what fills I draw from and what beats I want to make or like what kind of guitar I like. It's also just like the sound of the recording, you know what I mean?
in the atmosphere.
To add to the atmosphere, yeah, exactly.
To add to the brothers part, I just think that it like, I agree with everything that's been said, but I also think the brothers part plays a role just because of the amount of trust in the band, and also, like, be like, Richard obviously grew up idolizing his brother and his brother's music 100%. And all the music that his brother would show him, same as Ben grew up idolizing, getting to all the same stuff that I was. And I was getting a lot of that inspiration from my dad and stuff. So, like, as these guys said, in terms of, like, genres and, I'm sorry, not genres, inspirations, there's a humongous net of inspirations that span a lot of genres in this band already, but also just, like, there's a ton of commonality.
And at this point, we had some slight technical difficulties, but we got right back into it shortly after. Sorry.
SM7B.
I spent too much money on it. That's all I'm going to say.
I want one so bad. I'm about to buy one, I swear.
Honestly, it's a great investment. I definitely didn't need it, but, like...
It's a great mic.
It's a Hardy mic, and it's, like, the cheapest professional-level mic you can get. So you can never sure, you could have got a 58 for a lot cheaper, but, like, still a sweet mic.
I actually recorded all the vocals for the band with that mic on all the albums. The person who does our albums with us, Colin, says it's my mic.
Is that the one you had in the live performances you guys did? I watched both of them. I think it's the same.
Every time. That's my mic.
It looks cool, man.
Somebody told me, he's like, that's your mic. Like, his voice singer, was, so just, like, that's what I think.
His voice would sound so bad. Carnegie,
and he is a magician behind the board.
Yeah, he's a magician.
He did the EP and he's doing the album.
What's his company story? Or is he just by himself?
He's independent. He's freelance.
Yeah.
His name's Colin Carnegie. He works on a bunch of artists, a bunch of cool albums. We just brought him into a record recording studio called Tattoo Sound Music, and we brought him in to engineer the sessions and to mix and help produce everything with us. Yeah. Prima. And
he's the man.
When we first decided to work with him during the Miss Sundown days, we recorded that. The place he was working at the time was it was crazy. It was literally two trailers attached in a zigzag by the seams. It was all soundproof and everything. And
it was sick.
It was sick. Him and his friend shared it and, like, created it, bought the rent for the place and set it up and everything. And it's like, it was amazing.
When Richard and Charlie came being like, hey, we have this guy that we know, his name's
Richard.
Colin Carnegie, and we're like, we're gonna record with him. I was like, no fucking way. That guy's like a sweet musician, because I'd like seen his bands play a few times and, like, hung out with him twice at some gigs.
I met him with Jeff once.
Yeah, and I was ago. And like I was always like, this guy's like a sweet musician, and like
his recordings are good too.
So when they came being like, yeah, this is the guy we want to do the EP with, I was like, oh, sick. Like,
he's a good guy.
Sounds good.
Rick, by the way, Rick brought him to the picture. I didn't know anything about who he was.
Is it, like, do you think that helped with your guys' recording, like, him being a musician himself, like, that hardcore?
Yeah, well, what also helps is that he's a great guitar player, he's a great drummer, and he's a great bass player.
Yeah, he does it
all. So he understands all the different viewpoints from, like, the different instruments and knows how to, like, talk to each of us about, like, what specific subtleties.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah. I think that's, like, exactly. He's really sweet. It's really easy to digest his criticisms and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's got an incredible knowledge of recorded music too, and also just a really great ear. And also an incredible knowledge of how to work all this really old analog equipment that we recorded our album on. Like, he did the entire thing on a vintage SSL, a Neve SSL.
With no assistant engineer.
With no assistant at all. And I'm an assistant engineer. I could barely help him. I was like, I don't know. Half these channels on this thing we don't even use. And he got it all together. And, like, he's a real, not only technical genius in his art, but mixing and producing and what he does, but he's also, as they said, an incredible musician and has such a wide knowledge of, like, really good recorded music, like bands like Steely Dan, who, like, and the Beatles, who put it all into the studio, you know?
Yeah. Would you have been able to get the same sound without him, do you think?
Not the same sound.
Not even close?
I think we'd still have the same songs, but not the same takes.
We couldn't afford there's no way we would have been able to record it all live and capture. Like, our first EP, when it was just me and Rick, that wasn't, like, live. That was, like,
obviously... Well, no, that was live.
The beds were live, but there was a lot of, like, added stuff, too, and overdubs. Yeah. And it's just because we were doing it in a space by ourselves and stuff without... But having access to a really, like, really professional bomb studio and getting free studio time there. And
because you work there. Charlie worked there.
Yeah. And having – and so my boss, very sweet, Steve Gadsden, he just lets us come in on the weekends.
Yeah, he's the man.
He let us work there. He'd do the entire thing there. We had lots of weekends there. And we spent all we could and hired Colin for all of them because just his advice and his etiquette, everything he does is like what he brings to the table is immense in terms of professionalism and it gets us the professional product we want. We don't want to sound like an indie band that's recording lo-fi in the basement like a lot of our peers and stuff. We wanted to find a way to like record live fully in a great room, great sound treatment and all good equipment and like – and that was, we kind of just hit a gold mine with that combination, right?
In short, we finessed it.
No, but it definitely sets you guys apart. Like, it's not like something you don't notice. I'm sure even for you guys too, listening back on it, you're like, that sounds professional. Like that sounds like a really good recording, right? Yeah. And I assume for you guys too, and you're based out of Toronto, correct?
Yeah.
And with such a wide dynamic of different bands in that scene in the city, like having that professional sound is huge.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's, I think it's always what we wanted to go for. Like we put a lot of time into the songs on this album and writing them. And we Richard especially did a ton of like organization with like setting, getting everything together and setting like the studio dates, finding whatever.
Well, you also, like, I can't take like credit.
Well, all of us. So, like, We just really were super, super dedicated to making the album. Like with our practicing and in between our live gigs and stuff, just like finding weekends that we can spend like literally the whole weekend. Like we'd be in there every day on the weekend from 9 a.m.
till
12 at night. Like just fucking
good weekends though. I'd rather those than going out and blowing money at the bar or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. What keeps you guys motivated like to do all that sort of stuff? Is it just the playing the music and just spending that time or what is it?
It's a lot of different things. I think there's like once you've like done a couple projects and you see them come to fruition and actualize, then once you're recording in like a professional studio with like some good songs and you have a good producer on it, you're really excited to get to the finish line, have that finished product, but also like every step along the way is like it's fun and it's a challenge. So it's like it's kind of, there's a lot of different motivations along the way. Like it's encouraging just like in the moment that you're like enjoying what you're doing, but then also you get this product at the end, which is very satisfying.
Yeah. I feel like when I tell people like I want to be a musician, people like assume I want to be some kind of like Keith Richards kind of rock star or something like that. But all I really want to do is like play gigs and make albums and stuff like that. You know, that's all it is for me. That's what keeps me going.
To me, it's like I just can't, like, this is just what we do. Like, it's
we're
like,
also not good at anything else.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
I'm just kidding.
I know how to make a hell of a X Benny.
it's just like there's no other, like, we love playing together. We love the music. Yeah. Not only do we love writing music together, but like we actually love the music we write. Like we're really into what
it's
we
our
have
child.
Playing, and we love playing live for people. That's like the biggest thing. So that's why quarantine's been hard and we haven't.
Yeah, man.
And yeah, so we just wanted, we all are motivated to just do that for as long as it takes to just have an album that just goes somewhere.
Yeah.
We all, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to have made it, honestly. Like to like hold an actual vinyl that I made, that's all I want, really.
Yeah.
Speaking of the vinyl, Benny over here made some pretty sweet cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vinyl's cool.
Yeah, Ben did all the design work on this one. And
the
really
video, the Milk and Honey video that I sent. Like that all those visuals were done by Ben. Ben's like a media editing gene.
Edited by Ben.
Yeah. But that's a fun video though. Like you, like it's super like it feels super retro.
Yeah,
it is.
It's cool. Yeah, it's kind of like the whole, in terms of the design of like visuals of the album and like the album cover, which is like a screaming neon light, and the album cover that's titled literally "If You Don't Already Know." The whole point is we're just like trying to get in the faces of people. Like we have a flashy album cover, neon lights like screaming up at you. We got this video that makes it almost impossible to look away. It's just about really trying to show people that's like, we're here, baby. We're right here. Come and get it. I'm throwing it all out down for you.
Right on the head.
No, it's awesome too, because then you like, even with stuff like that, like I, you know, when Benny's actually a part of the band, having that, not having to like outsource stuff, and like being having that creative outlet like within you guys is super important too, right? Like being able to really DIY it in a sense, but make it look professional.
That's exactly what it is, man.
Ben's really an asset, both musically and both just with what he brings to the band, as we all
are. Well, so is Jeff. I mean,
as we all are, we all have the things in the band that we take care of, and that we like. For example, Jeff designed our entire last campaign and all our art from his Sundance stuff, and also designed the back of the cover this time as well.
Oh shit! Okay.
Well, it was interesting this time, because with the back of the cover, I was doing a design which was originally intended to be the front of the cover, and it was kind of like this hand holding this like crystal ball, and it kind of, I just kept being like, eh, like whatever, and then I kind of forgot that I made it, and then Ben took it. Yeah, it was Richard's idea. I drew it, and then we just kind of forgot about it, and then next thing I knew, one day I'm getting like a message of like the image I did, but Ben had like reanimated it all like with Illustrator or something, and made it this crazy like
neon light.
Neon lights. I was like, whoa, I kind of almost like forgot that I had like drawn that thing in the first place. And then like,
I searched through my email to find it. And then I found it, because Jeff, like I drew out in a sketchbook, and then I sent like literally some crappy photo to Jeff, and then he made it like legit. And then I went through my email, found it, and I asked Ben if he could make it into like something like
essentially the same style as the front, with the same like neon tube light sort
Ben
of
matched
thing.
It. And he matched the two really different styles.
Because at first I was like, oh, this is like a album cover that just didn't really work out, because Ben's thing is just like more on point with that. But then Ben took what I did and then made it the exact same style as the front, and now it's like a sweet back of the cover. And then in the crystal ball, it's like all the track listing.
Ben's kind of a genius.
Yeah.
Ben's kind of sweet.
I wonder who's saying that. That's weird.
Yeah, where's that?
Where's that voice? Wait, let me see. Along the lines of like all having different kind of assets that stem beyond just playing music together and being talented in like our instruments, is that a big part of the band? I know like when I joined and stuff, that these guys have always been telling me, is that like we are not gonna get other people to do something that we could do ourselves. Like everything, and you guys could probably explain it better than I can, but like, yeah, you go.
Well, I was just gonna say, I was about to make a point kind of like this too. Like, for example, like going through like Richard books pretty much all our fucking shows, and is in great contacts and is in great books with pretty much all the big promoters in Toronto that we want to get in with the Horseshoe and stuff. I drive the band fucking everywhere. Yeah, all the equipment, all the fucking gas for the most part, like all the making sure people get home from venues. It's bullshit, but I love it. You know what I mean? Like everybody has just assumed chunks of responsibility. And it's just,
and
we
Jeff
just figured
takes all
out
that responsibility of slapping the bass. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, and also just like, I don't know, it's, we all,
no
just
one else
work.
Pitches in with slapping the bass.
No, we leave that.
We're literally family, and it's a family, and we don't think about what we put in. We just love what we get out.
We're just trying
I mean?
To get it done.
Nobody's thinking about the work it takes to put in, although we're all like doing it.
Yeah.
Above, you know?
Well, it goes to show even the passion for it, right? Like what is it if you're not, with as simple as it sounds, what is it if you're not wanting to actually do it? Like if it just feels like work, like why, you know, why go for it sort of thing. So I love that, and I think it's kind of a good way for me to segue into kind of the end of what we've got here. Although we did have the little pause and me losing connection. What are you guys looking forward to the most for when we get back to a semi-normal?
Oh man, I just wanted to play a gig.
Playing gigs.
Honest to God, I need a gig.
Just a good gig, and that's it.
Just give me a gig, man.
Definitely playing live for people, because that'll help us. That'll help us. Like, yo, dude, we're trying to take away. Getting, like Rick said, getting back in the basement, practicing, and being able to play live shows again and stuff. That's what we're definitely most excited for. And also just releasing this album, because that's what we've been working on in the entire past year and a half, pretty much. So, and since our band's inception. So, yeah.
And funny enough, I think this one will actually come out the week that that album comes out. So that kind of lines up perfectly. Which is sick. I'm thinking about 3 weeks in advance.
Wait, so like week of September 1st, you're saying?
I'm thinking so. What's today? Hold on. Let me see. It's the 10th today. So I'm just going to look at my calendar here and see what we got going. One, two. So this will come out on the 28th of August. So this will come out four days before your album comes out, which is.
Is there video too, or is it just audio?
Yeah, it's something that I'm working on doing. I've just been getting everything up on Spotify and all that first, but we can do the video. Folks. Yeah, exactly.
Joe.
So yeah, the video will be up and everything too, which is sick. If you guys want it up, some people don't, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm all about it, man. Dude, I also just like, this is Laurier Radio, right?
Yeah, Radio Laurier.
I went to Laurier, right? So this is kind of cool for me.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how things just find their way back to each other in a weird way.
The turret.
Yeah, they don't do anything up there anymore. I think the last one that they did was last year for concerts. They do like one a year.
Yeah. Wow. That's weird. It's a good space to use. I mean,
you'd think, right? But
yeah.
What do I know? I just go there, right? So I mean, yeah. But no, I appreciate you guys taking the time to chat today. It's been a really fun conversation.
Man, our pleasure. We appreciate you setting this up and wanting to having interest in our music, wanting us to be on the show and stuff. Thank you, honestly.
Yeah, it was nice. As soon as I heard your music, I'm like, oh shit, these guys fucking rock. The funniest thing was like, obviously it was through a mutual connection, and Emil was just like, hey, you should check these guys out. And I'm like, oh yeah. And then I check it on Spotify. I'm like, it's actually good. When you haven't heard of someone before and like you're going in blind, you're not too sure what to expect, but I was really pleasantly surprised, and I appreciate the work you guys have put in. So again, thank you for taking the time and for being funny and making my night not as miserable as it was before. So thank you for that.
I've always wanted to be on an island with three things, man. So
So I'm picking the three, you and not Benny, because he's not in the band, right? I just got to get full circle with this.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Not in the band? What's going on?
Oh, now you're paying attention.
That's pretty much in the band at this point. He plays live with us. It's just that we didn't write this newest album with Ben in that collaboration web.
Yeah. He didn't play on the album.
Except for some lyrics, I'm not going to lie. He definitely wrote some lyrics with me. Yeah. But that's just, everybody writes fucking lyrics with me. How it goes.
You hear that?
I mean,
Ben, you're in
my filter, but I take everything from it.
You finally got your pass. You're finally in. You're very welcome, Ben. Oh man, where can everybody check you out, guys?
YouTube and Instagram are probably the best places. Yeah. YouTube is it The Thick Duo?
I don't know,
because we used to be a duo. Let me cross check that for you right
Spotify.
Now.
Do we have Spotify?
Well, we're on every streaming platform. The Thick. If you search The Thick on anything, we should come up. Would you search Miss Sundown? We'll come up
on YouTube. We're just The Thick. Yeah.
Yeah. If you search The Thick, Miss Sundown on anything, you'll get our stuff.
Yeah, and then very soon to be The Thick, if you don't already know as well. That's gonna be
our debut album.
It'll be cool, and the album cover is awesome. I'm a big fan, so good work on that one. No, like I said, guys, thanks for taking the time. I'll keep you on in a second after here, but yeah, really appreciate you guys doing this.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. Thank you.
So
go
much.
Hawks. I'll see you at homecoming.
Ah, buddy.
No, just joking.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Tuned In. Check us out on social media at Radio Laurier, where you can find all the latest updates from our continually growing selection of content. Know someone who would be interested in coming on one of our shows? Find all of our contact information on our website, radiolaurier.com. I'm Keegan Gingrich. See you next time.